And somewhere right there, I know you're waiting for me. Oh, heaven in your arms is just a dream away. Soon a day will come, we're born to be one. Someday we'll walk in the sun. Young hearts run free. Surrender to me.
I can tell you I've been chained forever. Only in my dreams I can be free and feel much better. I'd be running right into your arms, away from the dark.
You and me will never stop when I need. Nicely settled into hour two of today's show. The show, of course, being Rock's Rock Show with me, the Rockmeister. And I can breathe. Because we've got through hour one without any sort of technical difficulties, which has been a quite a nice change for the last couple of weeks or so. The engineers have got it all sorted once and for all, hopefully, but I wouldn't bank on that being the sort of case. Anyway, you've just heard Pretty Maid and Don't Settle for Less from their album Jump the Gun. Before that, we had, Doro, the little lady with the big voice. I saw her a few years back, and she was a lot shorter than I thought that she probably was. But then saying that, I'm tall. So most people are fairly short compared to what I am. But I did think she was only minute. But she got a tremendous voice. And that, I say, was Doro with Lift Me Up. And then before that, we had Vinnie Vincent's Invasion with Ecstasy, starting off hour two. And I thought it would be a nice time now, mainly because I've just been jiggling the playlist around, to play the feature that we normally do in hour two. Different song, same title, different artist. I've yet to come up with a proper name for that feature. I've come up with all sorts of things. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play two songs that have got exactly the same song title, but are totally different songs by totally different artists. All you've got to do, and there's no prizes, because really, there is no prizes. I can't afford anything these days. All you've got to do is see if you can work out probably who both artists are, but see if you can work out who the second artist is before the track one finishes. Did I say that right? Oh, I don't know. So two songs, both the same song title, different artists, different songs. Work out who the second artist is before song one finishes. Or if you're really clever, work out who both the artists are before we play either tracks. The song title for both the tracks. So I'm just taking a breath and swallowing at the same time, which is never a good thing. The title for both the tracks is Don't Cry. Now you can work out who the artists are.
Don't you cry tonight, there's a hell of a world you'll write about it, and don't you cry.
So did you work out who the two bands were? Song for both of them was Don't Cry. First one was taken from Your Illusion 2. Second one was taken from the album Alpha. So the second one was Asia. The first one was Guns N' Roses. I'm going to do it again next week. In fact, I've got enough ones in my folder. I can actually do a series of them. I just don't know how I can put it all together to sort of make it fairly more interesting. So I think for the time being, we'll just keep Rock's Rock Show as it is and just feature one every week. But somewhere down the line, I will sort it. I will do a totally separate rock show that is nothing but back-to-back songs with the same song title, different artists. Only a couplets at a time, because I don't think I could do a whole two-hour show with songs that have all got the one song title. You never know, though. Leave it with me and I'll see what I can do.
Stop me now, I'm
Just messing around with the playlist there, jiggling things around, because I was going to play a bit of Aussie next, but I've decided to sort of change my mind. As you do with about 5 seconds of the song left, you've just heard a little bit of Brittany Fox with Living on a Dream from their album Boys in Heat. Before that, Mick Ronson, this week's featured artist on Rock's Rocker, with his cover of Lou Reed's White Light, White Heat. And before that, Judas Priest with The Reckless. I just noticed, although I may have already said that at the beginning of the link, I don't know. we're into the last half an hour of the show. The show, of course, being Rock's Rock Show with me, the Rockmeister. But if I've said that already, then you know twice. I've jiggled it around because I wanted to play this track. I featured them, or I didn't feature them, I played a track by them a few weeks back. And I've been meaning to play another track because I saw them live a few years back. And they played a couple of tracks that were really good. And I played one because I remember what it went like, and I'm thinking this is the other one, but I don't really know, and I won't really know until I've played it. And if it halfway through I think, no, this is not the song that I thought it was, there's not a lot really I can do about it. This is by a band called Caned, K-A-N-E apostrophe D, and I think this is a track that they played, but it may not have been. This by them is Wasted.
Wasted. Just So tired of waiting, I walked an empty lane. I was looking for something to help me understand. The bad luck kept turning my dreams into sand. I didn't want pity, I had my share of friends. I wanted somebody more special than the rest. I was aching inside like I was a fruit in the end. Just about that moment, the timing was so right. I thought I was
Rapidly running out of time. I reckon I can squeeze two more in before it's time for me to bid you my fond farewells. You've just heard from the band Nothing More, and Here's to the Heartache. Thunder and Love Walked In, which was a nice little filler because I was running out of shows. I went into my stable of tracks that are always good to sort of sneak into the playlist. And then before that, we had Caned, which was the right track that I remember them playing. With Wasted. Two more tracks to squeeze in, as I say, before I bid you my fond farewells. One of them will be the final track by Mick Ronson, this week's featured artist on Rocks Rockers. The other one is this one by a young lady called Lauren Harris, who has got quite a famous father in the respect that he's the bass player of Iron Maiden.
strong enough? Are you brave enough? Was it ever enough? Have you had enough? You gotta lie down the bed you made. You gotta laugh at all the madness. Whatever's gone wrong, I can make it right.
I'm sure the time in the second hour goes a lot quicker than it does in the first hour, because I've run out of time. I thought I was going to be able to squeeze two tracks in. I thought I might be able to get one final track from Mick Ronson in, but I'm not going to be able to. Well, I could, but then I would only get about a quarter of the track that I wanted to play. So I jiggled around again, and it was a choice between Ozzy Osbourne from The Ultimate Sin or Poison from Look What the Cat Dragged In, the title track from that. So I'm going to go with Ozzy, because that will just fill up the time quite nicely and bring us the show neatly to an end. But hopefully you've enjoyed today's show. The show, of course, being Rock's Rock Show with me, the Rockmeister. I hope you've enjoyed it enough to join me the same time, same place, same channel next week. Until then, as I say, I'm going to leave you with a little bit of Ozzy Osbourne and Secret Loser. See you all again soon. Bye for now.